This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But is it a great day in that substantial part of our great nation known as Texas, the Lone Star State? The Lone Star State leading the way to liberation, or is it to perdition and more suffering? Governor Greg Abbott of Texas basically took a decisive step yesterday to opening up his entire state. And this is not just getting rid of mask mandates. It's allowing businesses to open up at 100% capacity. And for any of you who have tried to eat out at restaurants, I haven't. We've picked up some takeout food. But my brother did recently, and apparently there's lots of room because, of course, it's supposed to be 25% occupancy in California. And I don't really understand anything that's going on in California with the resumption of schools, which is great that schools are opening up, but they're only opening up part of the time and on a limited basis, and it's still a mess. But Governor Abbott said it's time to reopen businesses in Texas and to remove the state's mask mandate. And here's what he sounded like in making that announcement. This is clip four.
So today, I'm issuing a new executive order that rescinds most of the earlier executive orders. Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Okay, obviously this is going to be very popular. I would imagine it would probably poll fairly well in Texas. But there are lots of local folks who disagree with him. Abbott said that the state's abundance of personal protective equipment, of testing capabilities and antibody therapeutic drugs to treat the virus. He said with all of that, that's why businesses can fully reopen. He also maintained Texans have mastered the daily habits to avoid getting COVID. Of course, the danger is, and I think what some of the critics of this decision say, is that, look, by making this sweeping decision to open everything up on March 10th, which is next Wednesday, what Governor Abbott is doing is encouraging people to drop some of those habits that they've developed during the pandemic. In other words, one of the habits people developed is wearing masks. But if the governor is now saying no longer is there a mask mandate, I don't think that there were many people in Texas who were arrested for appearing on the street without a mask. I don't think that there was a crackdown by law enforcement or anything of that nature. But the whole purpose of a mask mandate is to make people conscious of it and to get them to respect other people with whom they're going to come in contact. And that may be the most visible and the most universally applicable aspect of what Governor Abbott decided to do, but it really is not the most significant in terms of saving businesses or actually restoring the economy, which is part of what he's talking about. The mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, who is a Democrat, had a negative reaction to the announcement by the governor. This would be clip two.
I'm very disappointed by the decision of the governor. quite frankly, to put it in very stark terms, it makes no sense. Are we making progress in getting our arms around this virus? Absolutely. Have the number of hospital admissions come down dramatically? Yes. You know, at one point in time, in the last, let's say in the last 30-some days, 2,300 people in hospitals. This morning when I looked, the number was a little under 12, a little above 1,200. But the positivity rate that we announced yesterday was 11.8%. The goal is to get it down to 5% or below and keep it down to crush the virus. We are not there yet. We are simply not, we are not there yet. And so what the governor's pronouncement to end the statewide mass order next Wednesday, to go to 100% in terms of all businesses, it really undermines all of the sacrifices that have been made by medical professionals, doctors, nurses, EMS workers, firefighters, police officers, municipal workers, people in the community, a lot of sacrifices that have been made at every single level.
Okay, I'm not sure it undermines those sacrifices, but it's hard when you look at the numbers. What percentage of Texans right now have completed their vaccination process? It's 7%. Okay, so it's, what is it? That means about 12-1 that that people are not vaccinated, are not protected, are vulnerable. And the difficulty here is if you look at examples where countries have done a very pronounced job on vaccination. Israel is now vaccinated. It's almost 2/3 of the adult population, and they've done so well with that. They are even now cooperating and sending some excess vaccines over to the Palestinian Authority. So Palestinians living under the Palestinian Authority, of course, Palestinian Israelis have been vaccinated just like everybody else. It's not true that it has been withheld to only people who happen to be Jewish. But Israel is on the verge of opening up because they are getting close to herd immunity because of the very, very effective vaccination program they've mobilized. It sounds like there is good news from the White House that Joe Biden was talking about having 300 million vaccines available so that there will be enough vaccines for everybody to get the two doses, or if they get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which apparently has a very good effect with one dose, getting that. But here was a Biden in his response to the state of Texas and the state of Mississippi, which are both in the process of opening up. President of the United States said this. This is clip 11.
Texas, I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
Okay, and by the way, Governor Abbott said that. Part of his statement announcing the suspension of the mask mandate is he said personal vigilance to follow the safe standards is still needed to contain COVID-19. It's just that now state mandates are no longer needed. And that does sound contradictory. If personal vigilance to follow safe standards is still needed, then what you're saying is you're changing. You're not changing recommendations, but you're changing rules. Those rules really were recommendations in the first place, too. Or have we had a situation with the mask enforcement police? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. How's it going to work out in Texas? What does it mean politically? We'll get to all that.
Michael Medved.
I listen to you every single day.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved show, the Star Telegram in Dallas writes about some of the opposition locally in Texas to the governor's order. And there is some opposition. I think it's overwhelmingly popular. I'm sure it's overwhelmingly popular because basically it's telling people, hey, you can go back to the nail salon, you can go back to the massage parlor, you can go back to the gym, you can go back to the concert hall, you can go back to restaurants. You can go back to movie theaters. All of that. Open. 100% capacity. And only 7% of Texans have been fully vaccinated, reports the Star-Telegram, also sometimes known as the Startlegram. There's a judge in Tarrant County. Tarrant County is Fort Worth, I believe. He, in any event, his name is Judge Glenn Whitley, and he says it's too soon for Governor Abbott to remove the restrictions. Before Abbott's announcement, Whitley said he hoped the governor would wait until spring break to rescind the order, the mask order, because the potential to surge cases. But Whitley could not have it his way. Quote, the governor's the governor and he has the right to do whatever he wants to do, said Judge Whitley. Whitley removed Tarrant County's mask mandate effective immediately in light of Governor Abbott's order. There are a number of medical officials in Texas who have a question about this and a question about what's going on. And part of what Abbott said is he wants people to still follow the safe standards that are still needed to contain COVID-19. And businesses can still establish capacity limits themselves and additional safety measures if that's what they want to do. Additionally, in counties located in trauma service areas with high COVID hospitalizations, county judges may use COVID-19 related mitigation strategies. So turning it over to judges in counties that are having a real problem. But those strategies cannot require a business to operate at less than 50% of capacity. A county judge also can't require someone to be jailed for violating a COVID-19 order or issue a penalty for not wearing masks. Ahead of his news conference, Abbott touted that Texas on Tuesday would report a new one-day record for the number of people receiving vaccines, more than 216,000. This is my biggest problem and my biggest question with what Governor Abbott is doing, is that right now, the most important thing, and honestly, almost everyone in public health, almost everyone in politics or government will acknowledge this, is getting people vaccinated. It's what we need to do. It's the way we finally get out of this thing, is getting people protected by these remarkable vaccines that have been developed. And yes, President Trump deserves some of the credit. And all of the scientists working on it, all of the companies working on it, with a profit motive, deserve credit. But now we have the vaccines. And now it's just a question of getting vaccines into people's arms, as President Biden said. I fear greatly, and I think that this will be borne out, that making this sweeping announcement that, okay, everything's back to normal now, people will be much less motivated to get the vaccines in Texas. Because if the governor says everything's fine, you can go back to normal life, this is what we've all been waiting for, then the urgency that so many of us feel where things are still limited, that urgency goes away for a lot of people. And especially for people who might be, for whatever reason, and I don't think there's any good reason, feel some reluctance about the vaccines. People on the other side of this who are very critical of Governor Abbott have not been judicious or balanced or sane, frankly, in any of their reactions. And this leads to yet another tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, Keith Olbermann led the charge. He has been universally excoriated, and appropriately, for a tweet that he sent out. He, of course, the former sportscaster, former MSNBC host, Now, I think he has a podcast. Keith Olbermann tweets out, why are we wasting vaccinations on Texas if Texas has decided to join the side of the virus? And in other words, what he is saying is he has no feeling for his fellow Americans who happen to live in the second most populous state in the union. And then Michael Moore, he sent out a tweet. His tweet says, Texas, we hear you. You didn't want to be part of our electrical grid. And now you've removed your mask mandate and are allowing large crowds to gather. We hear you. COVID is a hoax. So you don't need our precious vaccine. We'll send it to people who are saving lives by wearing masks. Look, I am sure that in big cities in Texas, there will still be lots of people, maybe not the majority, but lots of people who are wearing masks. And it's a good idea. But the important thing to keep in mind is that the main benefit from masks, and the research all shows this, is not that it protects you, it protects the people around you. The CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, also responded to Governor Abbott. That's clip three. Listen.
Every individual has is empowered to do the right thing, empowered to stay here regardless of what the states decide. For personal health, for public health, for their health of their loved ones and communities, I would still encourage individuals to wear a mask, to socially distance, and to do the right thing to protect their own health.
Okay, what she's saying, of course, she is not a state official. She's a federal official. And we do have a federal system. And state governments are able to make those decisions for their own citizens. And by the way, the same is true on election security matters. And one of the things that was noteworthy yesterday was that the Supreme Court in oral arguments basically gave very strong indications that they were going to side with Arizona in their attempts to try to prevent election fraud from limiting the ability to do ballot harvesting, and that they seemed to take the idea that the fact that a given piece of legislation intended for electoral security would not fall afoul of the Equal Voting Rights Act, as long as it clearly was not intended or focused on a racial target. We will get back to that and more coming up.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ripping Texas and Mississippi for lifting tough coronavirus restrictions.
The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it.
Biden telling reporters it's a big mistake and Americans should continue to follow the science on COVID-19.
Wash your hands. Hot water. Do it frequently. Wear a mask and stay socially distanced. I wish the heck some of our elected officials knew it.
Mississippi lifting those restrictions today. Texas lifting them next week. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's embarrassed by sexual harassment allegations but won't step down. He apologized today for whatever pain he's caused, saying it was never intended. Three women, including two former aides, have accused him of unwanted touching. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
No, don't get shrill or alarmist. No reason for that at all. The two items that the Supreme Court seems to be leaning toward very clearly in terms of siding with the Republicans in Arizona has to do with regulations about whether your vote will count if you voted in the wrong precinct. And then regulations not permitting people to harvest ballots. The Democratic objection to those laws is that they are unconstitutional because they're discriminatory, because they will have a disparate impact. They will have more impact on marginalized groups like Latinos and black people in Arizona. But the judges seem to indicate that a clear majority of this court would allow those rules because the purpose of those laws was legitimate. It was to try to make sure that there was some kind of election security, and it was not a disguised form of discrimination. In other words, there is no law somewhere of logic or of human behavior that says that black people or Latino people or Asian people are more likely to vote at the wrong precinct. And again, I do think that one of the things that is smart on the part of the Republicans is while Democrats are pushing this H.R. 1, which is so totally untenable, that wants to spend new billions of dollars to give welfare to politicians, basically that says that if you give a $200 contribution, then the government gives that $1,200 in addition to that to the person you want to contribute to. It doubles your money. Now, why? Are politicians deserving of welfare? Why do they need this money? It's a completely misguided proposal and one that would upend our elections, and it is entirely partisan and it needs to be defeated. And look, I think that when we had Stephen Pearlstein on from the Washington Post, he clearly understands, and his column is superb, how important this upcoming vote is. Now, there could be real decisions that are made tonight. There have already been some pullback because of Republican objections to some of the pork, some of the stupid spending. There was a bridge that was part of the COVID-19 rescue package that was going to be built between upstate New York and Canada. It was a pet project of Chuck Schumer. That's dropped. There was a Silicon Valley railway in California that was part of the COVID emergency bill. That's dropped. That's gone. But that's just the beginning. They can do better. And as Stephen Pearlstein, who unfortunately is retiring, but is a great source on this kind of insight, it's would be an amazing thing if Biden could actually get together and say, okay, come on, we want this to pass in a bipartisan manner. We don't want to repeat the mistakes of the Obama administration, which were to rely on Democrats only. First of all, they don't have the kind of Democratic majorities in either the House or the Senate that they had in 2009 with the Obama administration. This is much more shaky. But secondly, if he wants to build support, then the idea of doing a rescue package like this that is already popular with at least a smattering, a scattering of some Republican support, which he should be able to get, would make a great difference for the country and much more effective piece of legislation than the way that the bill looks now. Biden was asked, and no, this is not a press conference. He hasn't done a press conference yet. He should. Every other president has done one in his first 33 days. We're now heading toward the 43rd day and no press conference. But he was asked, okay, Mr. President, when are we going to retire from this pandemic mentality and get back to normal? And here's his answer. This is clip one.
I've been cautioned not to give an answer to that because we don't know for sure. But my hope is by this time next year, we're going to be back to normal. And before that, my hope. But again, it depends upon if people continue to be smart and understand that we still can have significant losses. There's a lot we have to do yet.
Okay, fair enough. There certainly is a lot that we have to do yet. Dolly Parton's trying to do her part. She changed the lyrics to her classic song Jolene to promote vaccination. Listen, this is clip six.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. And that would be a great shot in the arm, wouldn't it, if we could get back to that. But anyhow, I just wanted to encourage everybody, because the sooner we get to feeling better, the sooner we are going to get back to being normal. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
That is about as terrific a public service announcement as I have heard. Look, Jeremy, do we know, has Dolly Parton won her Medal of Freedom yet? She probably has, but if she's very charitably minded, she obviously is trying to be as good a citizen as possible. And now a full release of the new hit, Vaccine, Vaccine, instead of Jolene, Jolene. I think that that has to be coming down the pike. Other assorted bits of political news. A lot of Republicans have been excited about the youngest Republican member of the House. He's the youngest member of the House altogether. Madison Cawthorn, he spoke very movingly and effectively at the Republican convention. He's very much a conservative. He is a member of the House from North Carolina. He just picked up, has several opponents. And part of what is happening here, and again, depending on what happens with Andrew Cuomo, I am sure we will hear more about it. There are at least three, some reports say many more, women claiming that Madison Cawthorn, who after an automobile accident is in a wheelchair and can't really walk, that he apparently has, according to the accusations, behaved very badly with some women within reaching and grabbing distance. And look, particularly when it's someone so young and so dynamic, it's terribly sad. But in addition to messages about the vaccine, for people in public life, can we think about this a little bit and get some control and perspective on it? It seems to me highly worthwhile. And President Trump's Save America Political Action Committee just made an endorsement. And you know what? It's a great endorsement. Good for them. What did they endorse and who? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVed Show. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the MedVed show, I mentioned going into the break that President Trump's political action committee, which is called Save America PAC, just endorsed Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. Not for president, though many of us actually think that might be a good idea. I do. But to endorse him for re-election in South Carolina. Look, he is an exemplary public servant. He is an irreplaceable senator. And if anybody deserves support from every branch of the Republican Party, from every wing of the Republican Party and the conservative movement, and from moderates and independents and, yes, Democrats, it's Senator Scott. And congratulations on being one of the first recipients of support from the former president's political action committee. There is also another encouraging sign, and you have to look for it. And I've mentioned to you, I confess this show, I do look for encouraging signs. Well, here's one from CBS. Any sign that the media are beginning to move away from doctrinaire, inflexible, predictable, and very often wrong progressivism, that they are willing to question some of those assumptions. Listen to this on CBS covering the COVID baby boom that never was, because the baby boom everyone expected is certainly now looking like a baby bust. This is bust. This is not a baby bust. A baby bust. This is clip 8A.
As we approach one full year of COVID restrictions, there's new data confirming that a baby boom that some doctors and, for that matter, comedians expected is actually turning out to be a major baby bust. Health departments in 27 states provided records to CBSNews.com. And they show a 7% drop in births in December. That would be 9 months after the first lockdowns began. And it could be just the beginning. Researchers say it matches a much bigger plunge in fertility that is decades in the making. The number of babies the average woman is expected to deliver in her lifetime has dropped from nearly 4 in the 1950s to less than 2 today. And that could present an entirely different threat to society as we know it than we were first warned about decades ago.
Okay, this is profound and it's important. They're acknowledging that the whole idea of zero population growth is nonsense. We have a problem in this country. We have a problem around the world in all developed countries and in some that are just still developing, which is not enough children to allow for economic growth or growth of any kind. And on CBS, they admit it. Listen to clip 8B.
The stakes in this battle are far greater than any other we have ever fought.
In the 1960s and 70s, an apocalyptic fear gripped America.
The experts we interviewed told us population was the fundamental crisis.
As the world stampeded toward 10 billion people, many researchers predicted that overpopulation would ruin us.
Sometime in the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
But these days, a very different note from researchers like USC professor Dal Myers, who studies demographic trends.
The trouble is that we overshot. We dropped it down too much now.
While the global population is still growing, a major study last summer predicted it'll actually peak in 2064 and then fall by nearly a billion people by the end of the century. The reason? Fewer babies. Here in the U.S., in fact, we're already below the so-called replacement level by some measures, and that means fewer young people to support our otherwise aging population.
Okay, this is so important, and it is so refreshing to hear people on about as mainstream a liberal network as you can get, CBS, acknowledging it. And acknowledging that, yes, we have a problem with this and that COVID has even made the problem worse. This is clip 8C.
Pandemic is only making this problem worse, despite some early jokes that more families staying home together might mean more babies.
When we thought, oh, we would see a baby boom, but we just haven't seen it.
Dr. David Jaspin is chair of the Department of Gynecology and Obstetrics at Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia. He says patients are worried about not only their health, but their finances.
So you're hearing more people ask you about contraception and fewer people say, we're thinking about trying.
That's absolutely true. I get a report every morning at 5:15 about what has happened in the last 24 hours. And the first report that I see is the number of deliveries in the last 24 hours. It's less than it used to be.
The question now is, how low will it go?
And that's a very serious problem for the country, not just economically, but in terms of every aspect of human life. I will speak somewhat personally here because we have had blessings beyond measure. But even in the midst of the pandemic, we had the indescribable blessing of welcoming two new grandsons. And our little grandson Micah, who was born on June 11th, and our grandson David Medved, who named after my late father, who was born on January 29th. He's still just a little tiny bit of protoplasm, but he's growing and he's doing exactly what he should do, which is eating and digesting and producing. In any event, it's one of those things where, thank God, my children, I hope your children, I hope you understand that what being pro-life means is welcoming and celebrating new life. And let us get back to having a baby boom, not a baby bust. Because otherwise we'll have a crisis. And that's the name of a big new movie out there with Oscar winner Gary Oldman. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A big drug company pushes fake science to win approval for a new opioid painkiller, using University President Greg Kinnear to push a principled scientist played by Gary Oldman in Crisis, now playing in select theaters.
Based on your results, you want Northlight to pull their billion-dollar drug.
Gotta have a plan. A plan for telling the truth.
And to tell the truth, the script here, by writer-director Nicholas Jareski, feels gimmicky as it strains for relevance. There are actually three intersecting storylines, one following Oldman's university researcher, another with Army Hammer as an undercover agent trying to stop fentanyl smuggling, and another with Evangeline Lilly as a recovering opioid addict seeking revenge for what's happened to her son. None of it seems vaguely believable, let alone topical. Rated R for lots of violence, harsh language, and of course drug use. 1.5 stars for the deeply disappointing Crisis. And, look, obviously the opioid addiction problem deserves some attention, and this clearly is meant to reflect a film that came out 20 years ago, Traffic, which was an Oscar-winning film from Steven Soderbergh. And what Traffic tried to do was to look at the whole war on drugs from the perspective of victims and people who are fighting against drugs and people who are part of drug cartels, and then blending all those three stories together. Now, it worked because it was brilliantly done, but this is so mechanical, and it is deeply depressing, not quite as depressing and disturbing as the other big drug movie we reviewed yesterday, which is called Cherry. That, as I mentioned, is the feel-bad movie of the year. And speaking of feeling bad, we're going to be speaking tomorrow on the show with my colleague from KTTH, Jason Rance. This time, he's not at CPAC, back home in Seattle, and talking about your tax money being used to provide heroin pipes, booty bumping kits. Now, if you don't know what a booty bumping kit is, it's for people who want to inject heroin where the sun don't shine. And providing all of this to homeless addicts. Why? Why are we doing this in the People's Republic of Seattle? And we'll also talk about claims by the LA Teachers Union that they're reluctant to go back to public schools because they're propagating structural racism. And an analysis of the more than 300 people who have been arrested for rioting on January 6th, 90% of them have something in common. And no, it's not politics. It has nothing to do with President Trump. What do they have in common? We'll give you the answer next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.